blog is a way for us to have a what I would call a candid conversation with different audiences on a host of topics about .mobi, which a conventional website or print collateral, you know, or a television interview or advertisement would never really get the message out about.
This is PodTech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices, I'll be delving into the mobile phone market and how social media is being used by a company focused on delivering the internet to mobile devices. With me by phone today is CEO Neil Edwards of a company called .mobi. Welcome, Neil, to Marketing Voices.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. So, Neil, in terms of making the internet mobile is what .mobi is all about, as I understand it. And since Marketing Voices is all about social media and marketing, I thought I'd like to hear how you are using social media to help you really build awareness of .mobi.
Yeah, so we're you know, Jennifer, we're doing a lot of things to make .mobi aware. As you know, we have 13 investors, and most of our investors are companies such as Vodafone and Google and Nokia and Microsoft. They are all mobile companies, and they approach, you know, consumers at all ages across all geographies in a number of different ways. And we're trying to take a lot of what they do successfully for .mobi and applying those techniques, but also looking at what's worked well, you know, from the internet side. We are, in fact, an internet company who is gone mobile or delivering the internet to mobiles. And we use a number of mechanisms, traditional, you know, approaches and other approaches such as blogs, industry influencers, speaking engagements, and all the things that you would think about.
So can you go into a little bit of detail about some of the ways you've been using the blog specifically and what the benefits are?
Yeah, so for us, you know, we basically have a big idea implemented, you know, by 13 companies who have more than 2 billion subscribers. And the blog is a way for us to have a what I would call a candid conversation with different audiences on a host of topics about .mobi, which a conventional website or print collateral, you know, or a television interview or advertisement would never really get the message out about. So we basically have a blog at blog.mobi where we have different authors. I'm one of the authors, but we have a technical author, a marketing author, you know, we have a policy author. We also have some industry experts who from time to time will speak up on different topics. And we use our blog to, one, get the message out about what we're doing in the community. And we do that by, you know, linking to other blogs who are talking about mobile content and mobile messaging. We also use the blog as a way to dispel any myths about myths or misconceptions about .mobi. And as you know, since blogging is free, there's no real barrier to entry. You know, my mom could set up a blog on mobile content if she wanted to.
You should ask her to do that.
And fortunately, she hasn't, I think.
Yeah.
But the reality is that there are a lot of people who really have no background in mobile, yet they're blogging on mobile content. And the way that they're using it as a personal platform to try to build, you know, their credibility, which is perfectly viable, but they're getting advertising revenue for it. So a lot of times there are a lot of controversial things that are put out there, not only about .mobi, but about other topics. And we have found that to be a very effective way to quell, if you will, misconceptions in the technical community and, set the record straight. We never are overbearing in our approach, but we definitely don't let, you know, non-factual information get out there.
So we've
also found it very effective, you know, as a way to educate people on, you know, what is the medium and what is the mobile internet. People just really think, you know, taking the PC internet to the phone is the same, and it's not. It's very different. You know, the revenue models are different. The way people use information on their mobile is different. the technology is different actually for the operators. So there's a whole, you know, there's a whole revolution that's happening right now out there, and our blog is one way that we use to, you know, get our point across. And we think that over the next, you know, 12 to 18 months, it will actually grow in terms of, you know, more and more content and be more relevant and more significant than it is today.
So what are the challenges you're really facing when you're using the blog, though? Like, because you've got a lot of audiences, and you've got, you've mentioned that, you know, there's some dispelling of some misinformation out there. So what are some of the exact challenges that you can kind of share with other people?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. Probably 2-3 weeks ago, we had, it was about 2 months ago, actually, we had one author in the community who is a reporter to be unnamed, who published, you know, a negative comment about .mobi being a conspiracy theory among the investors and using it as a front for, you know, a way to corner the mobile internet. And we responded at first, you know, in a very factual approach, and then what happened was this individual, you know, basically had his other LinkedIn buddies start to pile on, if you will, in comments. And what they were really doing, you could see it, you could see the pattern, is that they were really trying to drive traffic, you know, to this one person's blog, using us as an easy target. And what we found is that you really have to be careful and weed out who are the people who are really, you know, using the blogging approach for legitimate purposes versus just trying to be more tabloid-like, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's actually somewhat difficult to do because, you know, there are some very credible blogs out there, like TechDirt is a good one, and yet there can be some authors in that forum who, you know, really are just using it in the wrong way. And we've learned to be more very metered in our approach and making sure that we, you know, don't give people too much airtime if their attentions are to try to drag us into some food fight that we don't want to be part of.
So, and you know, people out there would probably appreciate exactly how you do that. And the way you do that is you just kind of, to your point, meter your discussion, and you don't do a lot of linking, and you basically just try to end the discussion like you would at a cocktail party where you get into an awkward situation, correct?
Yeah, you agree to disagree. And, you know, in fact, we do that, you know, whether it's on a blog or whether it's in the news or wherever it is. You can't always please everyone. You have to know what your points are, and you stay focused on what your points are. And then you agree to disagree. And that's a great thing about, you know, this world we live in, is that there's freedom of speech and people have their rights to voice positive and negative opinions. And you're not always going to be the
expert and the one that's right.
Right.
So let me ask you this. You mentioned that you've got a lot of people that are actually blogging on your blog. And so you've got, you know, your technical person, your marketing person, yourself. So how do you sort of ensure that you have one voice, or don't you care about that? Do you not want one voice?
No, we want, well, okay. So from our perspective, we basically have, you know, four or five key audiences. Okay. We have content producers. These are individuals and businesses who are trying to go mobile. We have the solution provider channel, which are, you know, advertising agencies, web hosting companies, developers, for example, tool providers. We have a third channel who happen to be the mobility companies. You know, these are the mobile industry, you know, handset providers and mobile operators who provide access. And then you have, you know, a whole set of analysts and press around that community that report on all three of those different audiences. And in our blog, what we really try to do is to, you know, stay on message about something addressing one of those audiences. Now, what we're finding, and it, I think you would look at this like any good company website or any good marketing tree or collateral tree, is that we do need to have better organization in our blog today, for example. You know, there are just some, right now it's one stream of consciousness about .mobi, and I think what we'll see over the next couple of months is reorganization around channels of content, because we are getting more and more content out there.
Right. I mean, that's what we found here at PodTech, is that we kind of have channeled our communication, and I think it really is an effective way to go.
Yeah. I mean, I think, with anything, Jennifer, it's like you start off with one way you did it because that made sense. And then over time, you get more and more content, and you have to restructure, and you have to make it better so people can find it. And, I would be the first to say that, like our website today, it's about to go under some major changes that we're designing. And it's the same thing. I mean, you continually have to evolve, or you're just not staying current with the times, as they say.
Well, I've been speaking with CEO of a company called .mobi. And .mobi is the first and only internet address company created for mobile phones. And so CEO is Neil Edwards, and the blog is found at blog.mobi.com, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. No, blog.mobi.
Oh, okay.
Just blog.mobi.
Great. Okay. Thanks for the correction. So thank you very much for being on Marketing Voices.
Yes, of course. I'm happy to do it. Thank you very much.
And this has been Jennifer Jones, and until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.